that's already done, Chris Ross is still on the rampage, and can you believe he's still looking for a fight? I don't know what else to say about this guy other than he's got to be two scoops short of a banana split. Speaking of antagonistic behavior, here comes Mike Morris.
I am true greatness.
Morrison Ice Cream, $11.99 plus tax and a franchise fee. Brand new Mike Morrison Cincinnati Reds bobblehead dolls. They're at a discount, $15.99 plus tax and surcharges. Get your Mike Morrison collector's items now before they run out.
As Morrison stands atop the ramp with a cocky smirk on his face, you can clearly see that he's wearing black pants with red lettering that say true on one side and greatness on the other. He's also wearing a black t-shirt that says Morrison equals ratings. My, my, what a surprise. And tipping his black sunglasses down to the tip of his nose, here comes the television champion towards the ring. With his right hand holding the World Television Championship belt over his shoulder, Morrison enters the ring and climbing the turnbuckle, listen to the fans boo him. Oh boy, here he comes down from his perch and Mike Morrison is looking for a microphone. Well, somebody give Morrison a microphone. I'm curious to hear what he has to say.
I told each and every one of you that I would be returning greatness to television. And look what I have here on my shoulder. The WBWA World Television Championship. Chris Ross, you've gone on and on and on about how you've been screwed by the referees. But the fact of the matter is simple. I beat you, and I beat you at your own game. You see, you slammed me through the Spanish announcer's table. You slammed me through a table I had set up for the Greatness Collection. But you still couldn't stop me. Hell, you even tried to throw me through fluorescent tubes. But I countered that, and that allowed me to hit the Thunderstruck, and I knocked your ass out for the 1-2-3. So you can make all the excuses you want. But the fact of the matter is simple. I am the WBWA World Television Champion, and you're not. You know, when I first entered the WBWA, it made me sick to my stomach to see someone like a Derek Cheapshaw Parks representing the WBWA on television, and I knew that something had to be done. So I made it my personal mission to defeat whoever held that championship. And Ross, that happened to be you. Like I mentioned, you tried to throw everything at me, but you didn't get the job done. I am true greatness. And I want you to take a close look at this belt here on my shoulder, because that's the closest you'll ever get to it again. Now, Lee Real, we will be meeting in the square circle, and I'm out to prove that I'm the better of the two champions. You want to knock the two victories that I have here in the WBWA? Well, guess what? I've only had two matches, and I already have gold. Can you say that, Real? No, I don't think so. So you go ahead and underestimate me. But that will be your downfall. I gave Chris Ross a front row seat to the Thunderstruck, and I'll do the exact same thing for you. You will be knocked out. And I will beat you for the 1-2-3. Now it's time to showcase some of the newest items from the Greatness Collection.
Apparently the International Heavyweight Champion has heard enough, and finally muting the microphone, here comes Lee Real. As the lights dim and the Ovaltron lights up, there stands a midget wearing a huge white top hat and pedaling on a unicycle. The carnival is in town, so strap yourselves in. It's time for a real entrance.
Do you like excitement? Do you like entertainment? Do you like non-stop action? Well then, there's no need to look any further. The moment you've all been waiting for is here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, midgets and children of all ages, come one, come all, and bear witness to the one-man show. An experience unmatched by anything in this universe. Lee Real TV presents to you the most electrifying, the most testifying, the most mystifying show on earth. Welcome to Baltimore, the Real Effing Show.
Pulling back the curtain, the entrance explodes into a color video of Lee Real delivering the highlight of the night over and over again to various opponents. As the images continue, here comes the trash can Superman, Homeless Bob, making his way onto the ramp. Well, he's dressed in his usual hobo-style attire, and he's carrying Lee Real's WWA Can-Am International Heavyweight Championship belt.
Before we introduce to you the man you've all been waiting for, allow us to first greet his entourage. First up, he is the Trash Can Superman and everyone's favorite sidekick, ladies and gentlemen, Homeless Bob!
The crowd cheers once again as the curtains part for a second time, and here comes the international champion making his way onto the stage to a huge display of pyrotechnics. Dressed in a pair of white pants and white tail jacket with cut-off sleeves, Lee Real is quick to point to the energy that's emitting from this capacity crowd.
Weighing in tonight at a slim, trim, jack, stacked 252 pounds of pure entertainment. He comes to us from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And he is the Canadian wrestle god, the North American nightmare, Mr. International, your model and the party host. He's also WWA's human highlight film and reigning WWA Can-Am International Heavyweight Champion, ladies and gentlemen, Absolutely Real!
Raising his arms to the air, more pyrotechnics explode as Real finally makes his way down to the ring, slapping hands with the loyal WWA fans. Now arriving at ringside, Lee Real hands his top hat to Homeless Bob and climbs up to the apron. Flipping over somersault style, Lee Real takes a bow for the fans, finally settling in. Removing his jacket and pants to reveal his wrestling attire of short style shorts with the words Mr. International written across the backside, I have to say, instead of Sunday Superstars, what is it Mr. Petit just named this show? Lee Real's entrance. My God, this is unbelievable. I think my beard just grew a half an inch just waiting for this guy to enter the ring. And I don't even have facial hair. Well, forget about my personal hygiene and shake out the cobwebs, because the referee is called for the bell. It's champion versus champion in a non-title bout. And here we go. Lee Real charges, but Morrison comes to the side, countering the charge with the drop toe hold and immediately applying a side headlock. Mike Morrison manages to ground Lee Real early in the contest. Lee Real is struggling to his feet and bending the leg of the Canadian. Morrison takes Lee Real back down across his thigh with an awesome cracking shin buster. Blatant choke hold applied and calling for the break. The referee demands the illegal hold be broken, and Morrison doesn't look too happy.
Come on, when I tell you to break the hold, just break it.
Looks good thus far, but if he allows Lee Real to get his motor started, there's not a chance in hell Mike Morrison will exit the Baltimore Arena with the win. Off the canvas and into the ropes goes Lee Real, courtesy of a Morrison hard Irish whip. Off the nylon and back into the center of the ring, Mike Morrison sets up and hoisting Lee Real up onto his shoulder. Morrison unloads the count, Samoan drop, hooking leg in the vertical press. One, two. No way is that gonna pin Lee Real and kick out by Real, and this one's gonna continue. Back to the choke and immediately on his neck
on,
is Mike Morrison
one,
as the referee
two,
begins
three,
to read
four,
the TV champion, the Riot Act. Pulling
qualify.
Lee Real into an upright position and abandoning the illegal choke, Morrison continues to argue with the referee, giving Lee Real an opening to drive a hard boot into the stomach area. Again! T-Rex unleashes a nose-crushing single-arm DDT. One, two, kick out by Morrison, and this one's going to continue. Look at Lee Real shaking his head as he tries to regain his composure. Oh. Johnny Morrison back down onto the logo with an old-fashioned DDT that would make Jake Roberts proud. Lee Real follows up with a body slam in the corner. Morrison wants to be back in pain, and Lee Real is out climbing up to the heavens. What could he be looking for? He's twisting and turning. Here comes Lee Real down across the chest of Morrison with an awesome death-defying 450. Splash! 1, 2, 3, Morrison kicks out, and don't you believe it? This one's gonna continue. Lee Real now pounds his fist into the TV champion's face and springboarding off the top rope in split-legged fashion. He connects again, making the press. 1, 2,
kick out,
Morrison
kick
gets
out,
his
only
shoulders
two,
up, and once
that
again for a
two,
third
Lee.
Time, Mike Morrison will not be denied. I'll tell you something, folks. This Lee Real is absolutely amazing in the ring. And whenever you go toe-to-toe with this man, you must nullify his aerial assault. Because if you don't, he just don't have a chance again. Oh. The slam in the center of the ring rattles the spine of Morrison, and once again joining the top rope. Lee Real arches backwards, looking to connect with another muscle. Oh. Bullseye, and Morrison is in deep trouble. 1, 2, he's not going to make it. 3, and this one is over.
Wait a minute, folks.
The referee is saying that Mike Morrison just got his shoulder up by his chinny chin chin, and as much as Lee Real hopped and puffed, he could not blow the TV champion's house down. Rotating greatness off the canvas and using the rope to propel Mike Morrison across the ring. Real charges are swinging with a wild clothesline from hell, but Morrison ducks. Morrison puts on the brakes and Real spins around to charge again. Hook to the stomach of Real. Overhooked by Morrison. DDT in the center of the logo, and this one is over. 1, 2, kick out by Lee Real, and once again, this one's gonna continue. Now on the canvas and still looking for a second wind, Mike Morrison appears to be getting tired, and who wouldn't? He's in there with one of the fastest and most agile members of the WWE roster. Pulling Real off the canvas and down into a hard shoulder breaker. It loosens up the Canadian's shoulder, and this time Morrison's not going to go for the cover. Jamming Real's head between his thighs and jacking up the international champion high above his shoulders. Morrison yanks downwards into powerbomb position. My God, did you see Lee Real's head bounce off the canvas like a Super Bowl? Lee Real is out, and Mike Morrison is pounding his foot on the canvas. Again, it looks like he's calling for his Thunderstruck super kick, and if he hits this move, say goodnight, Gracie, the party is over. Real is on Queer Street and staggering to his feet with his eyes going in opposite directions. Morrison thrusts forward. Thunderstruck smacks Lee Real right in the jaw, falling flat on his back. Morrison's gotta go for the win. 1, 2. Oh my God, you son of a bitch. Inside the ring comes Chris Cross with the steel chair. He's out pounding the god holy hell out of both men. Sailing from the ring, the referee calls out and throwing this match out. Mike Morrison fans had just been bombed with a victory by Chris Cross.
Oh my God, I'm Morrison!
I can't believe it. Mike Morrison was just wiped out in the center ring, and Cross is out pointing to Lee Real.
Wipe out on Real!
Chris Cross has steam pouring out of his ears, and can someone say Valium over the top rope? And oh no, wait a minute, what's Ross doing? Hey Ross, hey, that's Lee Real's grandpa. You wouldn't dare assault an old man. Oh my God, fans, the fans are going nuts, and they're trying to get him in front of Grandpa Real. But Chris Ross has him by the shirt, and he's jerking him back and forth. And Lee Real's grandpa is screaming at Ross, and wait a minute, what's he doing? Ross is in his tights, he can't see. Melinda taps Ross on the shoulders.
Jumping and jerks out into the face of Melinda, she's blinded.
Chris Ross is stunned. He didn't mean to do it. Look up on the top rope, it's Lee Real. Here he comes up the turnbuckle, flying through the air. Ross catches him in midair and slamming Real down onto the small mat with a sick sadistic powerbomb from hell. I think Lee Real is dead. Oh my God, Lee Real's grandma's grabbing his chest and almost the old man just collapsed. I'm not sure if he was, I don't know what happened. He's eating some Mike Morrison peanuts. Maybe he choked.
All I know is that Lee Real just got the god holy hell beat out of him in front of his grandpa. Melinda's writhing in pain. Mike Morrison is not moving inside the ring. And look at Chris Ross, that son of a bitch. He's laughing. Folks, WWA security has finally surrounded Chris Ross, and now they're trying to escort him from the ringside area as the medics come down to look after not only Lee Real, but his grandpa and Mike Morrison. I don't know what to tell you. This place is absolutely buzzing right now. At this time, we're going to take a break while our seconds and law enforcement officials attempt to regain control over this show. Wow, my God. Chris Ross needs to be handcuffed before he comes down to the ringside. We can't have this! Somebody get Petit on the phone!